This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Now, on this program, there are rules that we follow when it comes to taking calls. So we will tell you, yeah, this is the show you can take control of. You can bring up absolutely anything. But when there's a hot topic on the table, people that are on that topic are going to get preference. So the hot topic tonight is obviously the Osama bin Laden claims of the federal government. And maybe you believe them, maybe you don't. That's not the real issue that's at stake here, although it's an interesting one, whether or not they faked the picture. It sure as hell looks like they did, whoever they is. So far, there's only been one picture that I know of that has come out of the supposed corpse of Osama bin Laden, and that one's been basically proven to be a fake. They eject the guy's body out at sea with a so-called Islamic burial, which has been pointed out by people that actually know a thing or two about Islamic burials, that there'd be no way in any way, shape, or form that the U.S. military would be able to do something like that. And so just like a lot of really questionable circumstances surrounding this. Number one, of course, being the fact that he'd been reported dead multiple times in the past. So when he actually died, if he is actually dead this time, is another question up for speculation. You then have other issues surrounding this, like, the fact that the war on terror is not going to end, that no one is any safer as a result of Osama bin Laden being gone. In point of fact, maybe folks are in greater danger now simply because this icon has been eliminated in people's minds, and specifically the minds of those who would want to do Americans harm. This may be the straw that breaks someone else's back out there, and they decide to go ahead and launch their own terror attack.
I don't think that's a reason for not having gone after the guy. I think that it's a legitimate purpose to have gone after the guy. It's everything that it took to get here. The inefficiency of government and its machinations, the $5 trillion spent, the 500,000 innocent people that have been killed, the two wars that have been perpetrated in order to find this guy. Because the one thing that the American people were for was find Osama bin Laden. Everything else, this is all just extra stuff that they did in order to get where they are, in order to legitimize the incredible inefficiencies that it took 10 years to pull off. But the caller, what was his name, Ray, that we just got rid of?
We had Dan on. I don't know.
It might have been Dan. I don't know. The last caller said something to the effect of, you know, we wouldn't have had to kill so many innocent people over there in Afghanistan and Pakistan if those folks would have just given up Osama bin Laden, right? Mm-hmm. I'd like to draw a parallel. I went and looked up the FBI's 10 most wanted here, and I've got Robert William Fisher. He's out there in the United States someplace, kind of running around. He's got some weapons, and he's wanted by the FBI. Now, consider that Afghanistan's the size of Texas, and Pakistan's about twice the size of California.
At least
that's
big.
That's what I kind of looked up here. So imagine California, New Mexico, and Arizona, and Texas, this area that Robert William Fisher might be hiding in, and that you live in that area, and that there's a group of people that will sometimes, sort of at random, drop bombs and kill people in the area that you live. Do you feel obligated to give up this guy, Robert William Fisher? I mean, it's not like you know where he is. They're just people going about their lives, and when they get bombs dropped on them, they get angry. If the United States government has killed Osama bin Laden today, in the 10 years leading up to this, it's created 100 more.
100 more Osama bin Laden? 100, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's also the leading up to, which you're right about, and then there's everything after as well, like the celebration and the jubilance and the people getting essentially throwing a party to celebrate the vicious killing of this man.
I don't know why you keep calling it vicious. I mean, the guy in this particular instance, I've got no problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a reach. Again, to the extent that he can contribute to terrorism, and he won't be doing that anymore. That seems like a good thing to me. But I'm still not going to celebrate someone's death.
Right.
And I'm not going to, I still just don't feel like it matters. Like, I still don't feel like he's this mastermind that's going to, and that now that he's gone, it's going to, you know, there's going to be less terrorism. Or,
I'm not going to be able to bring a bottle of water on the next airplane flight that I take.
No.
You know,
you will still
I'll tell you what Osama bin Laden did kill. if you know, he took all the freedoms that he gave the United States government all the excuse it needed to take freedoms like the ability to wear shoes through an airline scanner.
Or to travel without having to show your papers. How about papers, please, everywhere you go?
So
how about being stopped on the road and being asked for papers to prove you're a citizen?
Happens all over the United States.
Maybe you're right. Maybe vicious is the wrong word for the killing, but vicious would be a correct term for the morbid celebrations that are going on after the fact. Vicious in that, you know, it is depraved. Vicious in that it is irreprehensible.
It is morbid. It is tactless.
Yeah.
It is without a doubt childish. More
insightful.
Than tactless.
So, 1-800-259-9231. Another question should be asked here. We're going to get back to your calls here in a moment. But another question should be asked here for you to consider. What's next? What happens now? Because we know the government's not going to end the war on terror. It's very good for the government to have a war on terror. It gives them an excuse to intrude into more civil liberties and to take more tax dollars and to aggregate more power to themselves. So that's not going to end. And certainly the war in Afghanistan, Iraq, those aren't going to go away because of this. They've got excuses as to why they're going to continue that. Guantanamo Bay, that's not being shut down. So what is going to really change here? 1-800-259-9231. Oh, and speaking of Guantanamo Bay, there was kind of a mention in the news about how they got the information as to where to find Mr. Bin Laden. The claim is that it was, I don't know if it was Gitmo, but
no.
The claim is that it was enhanced interrogation techniques and a lot of torture brought about this information that revealed where this man was.
Enhanced interrogation techniques are what brought up the Iraq War.
So now we get to say that
torture works.
Torture works, exactly. Look, it got Osama bin Laden.
Yep, that's exactly right. So don't be surprised. Right, don't be surprised.
Now we just need to start doing it on criminals. And, you know, anybody who's suspected of a crime.
Right, because none of the people that are being tortured have actually in any way been proven to know anything about what they're being interrogated.
If torture works,
regarding.
Let's do it on U.S. citizens.
It's only a matter of time now, Mark. And really, that's another good question. Another question to think about is, if they do choose another boogeyman, because it's important, it seems to me, that it's for the storytelling aspect that the government needs to weave the story that they need to weave for people to be frightened, it's important for them to have more than just this diffuse terrorism. I mean, that's scary to people, the idea that a terrorist could strike at any time. You need to be aware. Be suspicious. Pick up the phone. If you see something, say something. I mean, obviously, there is something to that, and that is effective. But it's also effective to have the head bad guy. It's also effective to have the boss, the big boss man that you can point to and say, this is our target. He's in charge of everything. And they had that with Obama for a decade. Now they're going to need someone else. So are they going to have somebody internationally this time? Or is there a chance that the Robert Scott Lee or whoever, you know, that there might be some kind of so-called domestic terrorist that may be on the loose now here in the United States? Somebody that they can hunt for here using their military troops. Remember that story we talked about last week, how the military was going to be stationed in the streets to keep an eye on things? They called them courtesy patrols. And I think it was in Columbus. Was it Columbus? Anyway, it was somewhere. It could have been your town where they've got military members in the streets. Maybe if they're searching for a local terrorist, they'll have more reasons to put the military in the streets. Because, hey, America, if there's a domestic terrorist running around, boy, that really means you're in danger. And we're not just messing with those Muslim hordes anymore, those Islamo-fascists. Now we're talking about militia members. Now we're talking about domestic extremists. These guys could be anywhere at any time. So in order to keep you safe, we're going to start positioning that we are going to bring the military back home. We're going to bring some of them back home from Korea, and we're going to station them right here in the good old U.S. of A. They're going to occupy the streets Saturday nights, all week long, whenever we need them. They're going to be there, and they're going to keep you safe. In fact, just to keep you extra safe, because these terrorists could be hiding in any nook and cranny, we're actually going to send these courtesy squads around to courteously search your house whenever it is they darn well feel like it. It'll, of course, be random, and it won't be targeted against people that are of Muslim descent or of color.
I guess it seems less racist.
I'm actually kind of being facetious. They probably will target people who are brown. But you know, maybe, I'm just wondering, do you think they're going to have a domestic terrorists this time that they're going to go after with as much gusto and zeal and allow them to really expand the police state and really get people scared. All it'll take is just one more strike, and then they just pick their patsy, whoever it is, right? 800-259-9231. Are you scared yet? This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with More. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both Ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The webcam is there. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can interact because the chat room is built into the very same page as the webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's MemoryDealers.com.
So, still talking about the Osama bin Laden situation, I want to get your thoughts. How did you feel when you heard the news or any other aspects of this situation that you'd like to comment upon? You're certainly welcome to do so. Let's go right back into your phone calls and talk to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. With Ian Daly.
You guys open up a lot of can of worms here. I don't know where to start, but I'll start with the fact that if people think that their government isn't lying to them, I'm sure there's probably a lot of Vietnam vets who are listening in, but I do know for a fact that recently it was released that it was declassified documents that the Gulf of Tonkin was a lie just to get the war in Vietnam going.
I don't know how recent that was, but it certainly is established fact at this point that the U.S. government completely made up the idea that their ships were being attacked in that case in order to justify escalating violence.
Well, of course. I mean, we are definitely an imperial empire here. I mean,
I am not an imperial empire, sir. I'm a talk
show host. Well, we're not. The United States itself, my understanding was in 1871, signed in as an incorporation under the Crown of England. But anyway, this thing with this Obama thing, this Osama bin Laden thing, I think it's pretty spectacular. My wife, who's just recently got on to the way we think and the way we view things, her first comment was that, didn't you notice that all of a sudden this is coming out with the new election year and Obama's, approval rating is so low? And I've always told her, let's look at it this way. How can it be that we can find one cow out of millions of cows with mad cow disease, but we can't find a few thousand terrorists in the world?
You know, it seems to me that the idea that Osama was trotted out right now for election purposes, I don't know. I mean, it seems like bad timing to me. If you're going to do that, it seems like the September surprise is the time to pull out something as big as Osama bin Laden's head on a stick.
Yeah, well, my wife and I both think that he's not exactly the most intelligent individual we've had in office.
Could be.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just one last thing. Yeah. With this war or this killing of Osama bin Laden, my boss where I work, and I won't disclose for security reasons, was in the 7th Special Forces Group. And when this news broke, he had gotten some calls from his buddies who were there on the ground and reported to him what they had done. And he was like, how are you guys saying that this is happening? It's not even the news. And he's like, watch, it's coming. There it is. And it came on the news. I think it's all a lie. I think it's absolutely a lie. I believe Osama bin Laden was a CIA operative during, Afghanistan when we were there.
He certainly was.
Yeah, I think that there's no way to, it could be very difficult to deny that.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know if it's a lie or not, but I tend to believe that if it comes from the government, it is a lie. So I think that's usually a fair presumption to make, that if the government's telling you something, there's a good chance that it's not true.
I often think that there's some lies mixed in with the truth. I don't know, and it's impossible to tell what's what.
Let's continue with your calls and go to a different Chris. This one is listening in Indianapolis at WXNT. Chris in Indy.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, you guys may be too young to remember this, but if you go back to 1938, 39...
Is there anybody old enough to remember this?
I said you guys probably aren't old enough.
I'm asking you if there is anybody
to
remember
is.
1938,
absolutely.
39.
There's still people alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
But everybody knows that Emperor Hirohito and Adolf Hitler were puppets of the U.S. government, and being the 16th most powerful military in the world, we needed to come up with a way to kind of launch our military complex. And, I think it got a little out of control, but it worked. I mean, by having Hitler invade Poland and France and North Africa and Hirohito taking over the Western Pacific, it gave us an excuse to start the Lend-Lease program and eventually come in late in the war, and it all fits together.
I've never heard the claim that Hitler and Hirohito were puppets of the United States government.
Well,
never heard that one.
It's as ridiculous as everything else you guys are talking about tonight.
What part is ridiculous, sir?
What part is ridiculous? Well, your infamous they about who they is and the government this and the government that.
Who they is?
Pick
one. What are
you talking about? You guys sit here and try to judge the military through the lenses of civilians, and I don't think you have any idea what these men and women do for us.
Wait a minute, Dale, weren't you in the military?
Yes.
Pardon me?
We've got a veteran on the show here, sir.
That's fine.
Okay, so does that mean that we, those that are forced to pay these guys paychecks, and some of us are, that are veterans, can we now judge the actions of the military?
I don't know. If a child pulls a gun on me and I have to shoot that child in self-defense, is that killing a child or is that self-defense?
Well, it's both.
It's killing and self-defense.
Yeah, it's not killing. I mean, it's not murder. I wouldn't call it murder. I would not call it murder.
What's the problem here? I mean, all these vague analogies you're making.
Hundreds of thousands of innocent victims that have been
murdered. Yeah, they have been murdered. That was not self-defense at all.
Did this gentleman serve in Iraq?
I'm not
going to
say for every single one of them, but without a doubt, there were lots of murders in there.
Well,
I'm
sure there's been innocent victims. I wouldn't doubt it. But my question is to say that, you know, we're consciously going in there and murdering hundreds of thousands of people to get one person. You know, we went in there to destroy terrorist camps.
No one is consciously doing it. See, I talked about that earlier.
Well, the kill team was.
The nature of the machine is that no one feels any sense of responsibility for it. They're following orders. Most of the military is like, I'm just following orders, and they don't feel a sense of accountability for it because they're doing as they're told. And they've been convinced that the people who are telling them to do it have legitimate authority to tell them that. And the people who are telling them to do it, they don't feel a sense of accountability for it. They're not actually doing it, and they'll just say they're carrying out the will of the people. You know, George Bush said he had a mandate from the voters when he won his re-election.
What do you guys want them to do?
All that stuff.
Rather than critiquing everything that's wrong, what do you suggest they do? I want to hear you guys tell me, here's how we should be running our military, here's how we should be running our government, here's how we should be setting up our economy.
That's a good question.
I'll start with this. Okay. Take every man and woman who worked for the United States military, put them on the first thing that smokes back to the United States. Get everything out of the more than 130 nations that the United States is in, the more than 1,000 foreign military bases, and get them back. Put the Department of Defense about defense. Put the vast majority of those people back to work in the marketplace. Some of them can go to work for militias or something like that, and I think that there you could see a jump start to the economy with all those people that need things to eat, places to live, and
they'd be doing something productive for once. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That solution is decent. It's a step in the right direction, Mark.
Yeah, it's a good start.
But it doesn't go far enough. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. We'll do more solutions here in a moment. Good question.
I want to talk about running things.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. You can go and enjoy our mobile site, get quick access to our live streams and our podcast over at m.freetalklive.com. Archives as well. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy those for free. It costs you nothing except the time it takes to click and download them. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. So coming up, in under 2 months' time at this point, June 20th through the 26th, just a few weeks away, seven weeks, something like that, your chance to experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you've been before, as all three of us have been, you know you've got to go again. I mean, it's just such a good time. Is it not, Dale?
I can't imagine. I think anyone, if once you've gone once, it's pretty much that's it. You're going to go
right,
every
if you
year
haven't,
after that.
If you haven't already made the move at the point at which you go again, you'll not. Some people who go will not want to leave New Hampshire. There are actually some people who go to.
Happens every year.
That's incredibly common. It seems like most people, they come to Porkfest, and that's when they decide they're moving.
Well, I remember you said you were sold really quickly.
First night.
The first night of Porkfest.
I haven't attended anything yet. I just met people at the registration desk, which had closed already by the time I showed up.
And when you went
to dinner, and then I knew about it at that point.
When you went, Porkfest wasn't fully officially a week-long event, I don't think.
Right.
It was really more of like a focused weekend event, and then people were arriving earlier in the week just to kind of get the ball rolling early.
Well, yeah, plus if you're traveling a long way, you kind of figure, I may as well go for a whole week, you know. And I had heard that some people do show up earlier in the week.
So even with that small, even with that relatively small-sized crowd, maybe a several dozen people instead of several hundred. You were
exactly.
Just
it really
over.
Was just a few dozen at that time, and I was just hanging out with them and camping and partying, and it was a blast.
So there's a lot of those things that go on. Obviously, it's at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains, beautiful location, White Mountains of New Hampshire. The view is splendid. The people are better, though. The people are the real reason to go to this because you'll get to meet all kinds of interesting personalities. A lot of the people that you hear on this show, both behind the microphones and on the phone, you're going to be able to meet them in person. You'll be able to find out that these are real people. This is a real movement. There really are people who love freedom so much that they have picked up their lives, and they are picking up their lives, or they will be picking up their lives and move to New Hampshire, moving to New Hampshire, all to be part of the Free State Project, to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Because we do have more than complaints. We do have solutions. But our solutions are fairly uncommon. Most of the solutions out there, because our last caller is, well, you guys complain a lot about the government. What are your solutions? What are your solutions for the military and terrorism, etc.? Our solutions are not being proposed by Republicans or Democrats, with the exception of maybe Ron Paul. He's got some of it down. But our solutions that you're going to hear on this show, and Mark, you gave a good step in the right direction, which was to withdraw the military from all of the 700 plus military bases around the world.
It's really more than 700 now. That's really old information you had prior to
the money.
It's about 1,000.
Really?
If you look at the
including the temporary bases in Afghanistan, there's some small ones there. But yeah.
So, well, and you know what got me, what I want to address about what he was saying, he kept saying, how would you run this? How would you run the military? How would you run the economy? And that right there is the problem. He's talking about central planning. He's talking about a central authority figure that tells everyone else what to do, plans everything, works it all out, and then under threats of violence tells everyone else what to do. And that's exactly what I would stop doing. I would stop trying to run other people's lives. There is the economy is an organic thing that involves lots of the way it should work is lots of people interacting in a voluntary, peaceful way. Engaging in trade, not coercing other people, helping other people in exchange for being helped, and so on. And that is an organic thing that will work best if you stop trying to run it. And I think the same is true for everything else. Let's stop trying to tell everyone how to run their lives, and let's stop trying to run things in a central planning kind of way.
Yeah, let me tell you some really radical two quotes from some really radical people. One of them is Benjamin Franklin. And he says that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. The other one is George Washington. He says government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force, like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Now, you can call us crackpots on the radio, but go ahead and call George Washington and Benjamin Franklin crackpots for wanting freedom.
But Mark, Dale, look, things have changed since then.
Yep, the government's got tyrannical.
Look. I understand what you're saying. You got to have a small government. That all makes sense to me, and I get the idea of going into the free market, freedom. I like that, but it's scary out there.
You're not going to get...
Whoa! It's scary out there. There's people that want to kill us.
I got it. You're scary. The people are scared out there. The Muslims.
How are you going to protect me?
Well,
I'm scared.
For one, the United States government is making you unsafe with its running around the world with 7 decades of intervention in the Middle East. 9/11 didn't just happen in a void. It happened because the United States government has been involved in the Middle East.
Yeah, but you can't take that back now. That's done. It's over.
Issue an apology when you pull those troops out of those people's country. Say, we're really sorry for killing your wives, your husbands, and your children.
They're still going to want to kill us. They're Muslims. They hate America. They're going to want to kill us for the rest of time.
They're not trying to kill the Eskimos, jackass. The Eskimos haven't bothered them, and they won't bother us if we just leave them alone.
What you have to say does not alleviate my fear. I don't really care about
your fear. Your fear does not make it incumbent upon me to pay taxes for this stinking monolith of a government. Your fear is your own. You own it. Keep it to yourself. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick and tired of a bunch of crybabies out there. Well, the government stirred up the Muslims. Now they want to kill us. Well, we're going to take all your money.
Mark,
you want a smaller government? I'll give you a smaller government today.
We're spending trillions on security theater to make people feel like stuff is being done to make them safer. It's just mental masturbation, but that's what's going on.
Well, who else is
going
to keep me safe? The government, that's their job. That's what George Bush and Barack Obama say.
The point I've been trying to make to you is that the government is not keeping you safe. The government is making it so that your life is more dangerous.
You need to elect the right people.
You have two choices. You can either leave people the F alone and let them live their lives, or you can bomb the rest of the world to glass. Either way, you get one choice or the other. Those are your choices. If you bomb the rest of the world to glass, there'll still be some people in this country that want to kill you because you've killed their parents.
We can have
killed their children.
We can have checkpoints. We can have house-to-house searches.
You just can't. You cannot kill your way to safety. You cannot kill your way to peace.
We'll just cage our way to safety. We'll just put everybody in a cage. We don't have to kill them.
Can we start with you? That's what I want to know. That these people that want to kill their way to safety.
Can we case the psychopaths that want to run other people's lives?
Obviously, I'm being facetious. I'm your old statist. 800-259.
You had your statist voice on that.
Did I do all right? Did I do all right? Would that
seem irritating? Yeah. I wish they would actually call and talk like that though.
1-800.
That's what they mean.
That they're scared.
They're just living in fear, and I don't need their fear.
I'm scared. Make me feel better.
Yep.
Do some TSA stuff and put some people out with some badges and help some people with badges. Stop the brown people near the borders.
I'll submit myself to a cavity check. Just do anything to me.
You can go ahead and submit yourself to any cavity check you want.
It's
forcing it on me that's the part that bugs the crap out of me.
Let's go to Courtney listening in Indy to WXNT. Courtney, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello there.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? I've been listening to a lot of your calls, and it just reminds me, leading up to this event, of how many crazies there are in America. Basically, going back to the, I guess, the birther movement, today was a great day in America. I was glad Osama bin Laden got killed today. I remember what it was like when 9/11 occurred. Yesterday I was leaving work, and I didn't hear none of what happened. I heard it on the radio yesterday, that he had been killed, and me and my friend, we had both, like, yelled, and we was listening to music, and it was like, yeah!
What about the other nine times that they reported that some news organizations reported that he was dead? Did you yell and scream and have a good time?
I did there, but it didn't sound very good.
It sounds like a bad word.
It sounds like an F word. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call?
but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want at 800-259-9231, even in these remaining moments. Of course, all of the calls tonight have been about the Osama bin Laden situation for the most part, in one aspect or another, the various different portions of this. And by the way, I mentioned Porkfest last segment, but I neglected to give you the website. Go to porkfest.com. Just getting so excited about Porkfest, it's easy to overlook the important parts. And that is how to get registered. It's not too late. I believe there are still some camping sites available. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Use our discount code, FREETALKLIVE, without any spaces. Just that is one word, FREETALKLIVE, to save 20% on your registration for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you'll get to join us and hundreds of other, maybe 1,000 other liberty-minded individuals all hanging out and having a good time in the woods of New Hampshire. It's going to be everything from campfires and parties to family fun, live musical performances. I believe there's going to be like a karaoke contest of some sort, and it's going to be a blast. Looking forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live once again, porkfest.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Let's continue here and talk to Tyreek, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Tyreek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
I have a question. I was wondering, like, you know, how the government was so inefficient in taking down Osama, and it took, like, 10 years. Maybe, like, it'd be better, like, an alternative society if they hired, like, bounty hunters or something, like some version of some Pakistani version of Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know?
You know, there's actually a constitutional solution for that. It's called a letter of marque or reprisal. And, you know, the fact is the government could have put a bounty on Osama bin Laden's head. They did actually do such a thing, but then they disallowed the...
Anyone besides the military, right?
No, they disallowed United States citizens from going after it, as I understand it. Somebody probably could research this a little more thoroughly, but I think that if Blackwater would have gone after these folks, they would have handled it.
I mean, how does the U.S. doesn't really have jurisdiction in Pakistan? I mean, if you want to go do it, I mean, they can only arrest you when you get back, you know?
I don't see how they could even arrest you for getting back. I mean, if you went and smoked pot in Canada, could they arrest you after you came back to the United States?
Well, yeah, Mark, I don't know about pot, but there are some laws to where if you leave the United States for the purpose of breaking...
I don't think they have jurisdiction, though.
Just because they do it, I don't think they have jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction is whatever they say it is.
Indeed.
I mean, this is the U.S. federal government we're talking about here. They believe their jurisdiction is the entire world. That's how they act. My point being, to answer your question, Mark, is that if you leave the United States for the purpose of doing something that is illegal in the United States, technically, it's my understanding that they could arrest you for that. Like if you wanted to go to another country and have sex with somebody who's 15 years old because the age of consent in your state might be 16, or actually if you travel to one state to have sex with somebody who's 16 because your age of consent is 18 in your state, that could be illegal as well. Just as one example of something that that I had heard about in the past. So continue with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, like I'm just wondering how that would work out in a voluntary society. Like would you have like the victims of 9/11 get together and pay some guy to go do it, or would you have the government, you know, pay like
this is a good question.
Government funded, or
but it requires to look at a few different things. One, that in a voluntary society, one in which we don't have a monopoly state going around bombing people around the world, odds are good 9/11 never would have happened. But let's just say it did. Let's just say somebody decided they wanted to take down, you know, two of the tallest buildings in the United States for some reason.
Sounds to me like the insurance company of those buildings would want to have that guy.
Yeah,
to talk to him.
Yeah,
hold him responsible.
Yeah, I would say that those would be the primary agents that would be interested in making sure that situation
nothing
was made
could
right.
be done when you're talking about just suicide bombers, though. And generally, you only have suicide bombers in one instance, and that instance is when you have an occupied country. Suicide bombers almost exclusively exist in occupied territories where people feel they have no other recourse than to you know, blow themselves up to save their friends and neighbors.
Any other thoughts, Tyreek?
No, that's perfect.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Christine is on in Colorado. Christine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you. I have two very quick points, one in regards to my reactions to Osama bin Laden and another to a previous caller who posed a hypothetical about shooting a child as a U.S. troop. My reaction to the announcement last night was, so what? All I saw last night was I consider Obama to be the head of state of the largest terrorist state nation in the world. I see that there is far more blood on the hands of Obama for murdering people worldwide than there ever was on Osama bin Laden. So what when you compare it to the number of people who have been murdered worldwide because of Obama and the presidents before him, because of the U.S. government? There is no comparison at all. So who is he or Hillary Clinton or any of them to ever speak about human rights abuses or to even speak about terrorism? Because this government is responsible for far more terrorism. My other point was in regards to a previous caller that you had who posed the hypothetical, which I'm sure has happened in all different types of scenarios, if a U.S. troop is stationed in one of these nations and a child is pointing a weapon at him, is it murder or is it killing? It's murder, because you as a U.S. troop to be sent there with an unjustified war, an unjustified occupation and invasion are violating that child's family. I don't care who put the gun in his hand. It's the same as if you were breaking into someone's home and a child was pointing a gun at you. You are murdering them because you should have never been there. And I view our U.S. troops under this government, as it currently exists, is simply hired murderers. They may rationalize it for all their benefits that they get, but to do something against conscience, to do something evil when there's no threat to the U.S., American soil and waters, and I mean of our nation, not this stupid, all these military bases around the world, is evil. And I see every U.S. troop, every military man and woman is responsible for that, just as I hold Obama personally responsible.
Everyone is responsible for their own actions, even if their action was to give up their belief in their responsibility to another man or woman. If you choose to say, I will follow your every order, that does not make you irresponsible for making that choice and doing whatever it is you do at that point. Thank you. Great thoughts, Christine. Appreciate it. Let's talk to John in Missouri, listening to XM on America's Talk. Hello, John.
Yes. I was just commenting on what he was asking. What your feelings were when you first heard about bin Laden's death.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I just turned on the radio and heard Geraldo on the radio, and he kind of messed up. A bunch of other news people did, but he had first said that President Obama had died.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, wow. And then he corrected
I would have felt the same way, by the way. Had the news been Obama died versus Osama, I would have had the same feeling, which is lack thereof. I would have not, it would not have mattered to me. I would not have celebrated it, But I would not have been sad either.
I kind of feel
right.
Like whoever's in there.
Exactly. I'm like, well, maybe that's for the best, you know. And then they said, you know.
Someone else will just take his place and have the same strings being pulled by all the other powerful people
right.
that are paying for the lobbying and for the elections. And, you know, all the funding for that is coming from powerful people. And it would just be the same people pulling the strings no matter who's in there. It doesn't really matter whether it's Obama, his successor, his vice president, the next person who may be Republican. It really doesn't seem to make much difference. The same crap seems to keep happening. So.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to that piece with Geraldo, but there's been a bunch of different news commentators that made the mistake.
Any other thoughts? You've got to get out quick.
I just feel he was already dead.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as we continue with Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey, I'm going to be very brief. People knew in December 2002 that Osama bin Laden was killed. Benazir Bhutto and the ISI provided DNA evidence to the director of the CIA and also to Tony Blair's envoy.
This has happened a bunch
Pakistan.
Of times. Why?
And also his body was sent, actually, Pakistan sent his body to Saudi Arabia. And if you want to find out when he was killed,
Frank, and
the time.
Hold on, I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Because we already talked about the fact that he's been dead nine times now at this point, like a cat.
Right.
What is it? Your speculation? You're a learned guy. What's your speculation as to why now? Why are they coming out with this news now?
One reason: Obama's in terrible shape, and his just released long-term birth certificate has been proven a forgery. The European press has actually come out, especially the British press, on why it's a forgery, as well as a number of American journalists and scholars in the area of intelligence. Number two, Obama's never been in a worse situation with regard to his popularity in the polls. And number three, something that wasn't mentioned with great detail is the fact that NATO actually attempted to kill Gaddafi and killed his son, Salim, the doctor in economics from the London School of Economics, who was doing a tremendous amount of work with the EU and also the African nations with regard to development.
Frank, thanks for the call. We're out of time tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as always. It's been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark,
thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate you contributing. And, of course, we've got a whole week worth of shows ahead of us. So if you didn't get your chance to get your thoughts in, you certainly can anytime you want. Of course, you can also bring up anything. That's the point of the program. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you've never experienced Gelin with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gelin does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gelin?
I'm glad I have feet.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.